foundation.
Ye saints of the Lord, it is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, to you who for refuge to Jesus have fled.
Welcome to the Covenant and the Cross, a survey of the Old and New Testaments. The Bible commands us to study to show ourselves approved unto God, workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Our goal is to help you understand the Bible better so that you can apply it to your life. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offer. If you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book we are using, The Promise and the Blessing, by Dr. Michael A. Harbin. The book is available on our website for just $20. You can make your purchase today at covenantandcrosspodcast.com. Now here's your host, Daniel White III, the President of Gospel Light Society and Torch Ministries International.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Covenant and the Cross podcast. This is episode number 80. I am your host, Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International. This podcast is designed to help you understand the Word of God better, both the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament is the story of the covenant which God made with His chosen people Israel. And the New Testament is the story of the cross, which signifies the fulfillment of the Old Covenant with Israel and the formation of the New Covenant with redeemed people from many nations. We always like to start out with the Word of God, the Bible, and today's passage of Scripture is Leviticus 23:1-6. Which reads, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them concerning the feasts of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations. Even these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest. And holy convocation, ye shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. These are the feasts of the Lord, even holy convocations, which ye shall proclaim in their seasons. In the 14th day of the first month at even is the Lord's Passover. And on the 15th day of the same month is the feast of unleavened bread unto the Lord. 7 days ye must eat unleavened bread." If you would, allow me to share with you some important thoughts on this passage from the Reformation Study Bible by Dr. R.C. Sproul. In these chapters, the Lord's demands for holiness clearly reach into every aspect of Israel's life in a discussion on topics as diverse as sexual behavior and the year of Jubilee, capital crimes, and the tabernacle loaves. The Lord teaches that Israel must reflect His holiness in their behavior. Attention turns to the calendar of holy days with specific instructions for the laity. Today's covenant and cross quote about the Bible is from Billy Graham. He said, "I've read the last page of the Bible. It's all going to turn out all right." Our topic for today is titled Making a Nation Out of a Mob, Part 9, from the fine book The Promise and the Blessing by Dr. Michael A. Harbin. And I want to remind you to take advantage of our special offer. If you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of this book, The Promise and the Blessing by Dr. Michael A. Harbin. It is available on our website for just $20. You can make your purchase today at covenantandcross.com. Time to celebrate. Our tendency as we study this material is to be overwhelmed by all of the negatives. However, there are some exciting positives. One of the most exciting is the holidays. God set forth 7 national holidays, then directed the nation to gather for 3 of them. These 3 mandatory festivals were to be times when the people stopped their work and gathered together for sacrifice that involved a communal meal. Thus, it was a time of national celebration. There were other festivals throughout the year, as well as a mandatory day of rest each week, the Sabbath. Each was to remind the original audience of specific things God had done for them. By extension, then, they were to remind future generations of the acts God had done in the past. The Sabbath. The Sabbath, or seventh day, was to be a day of rest, which within this context meant that work did not go on as usual. Some necessary activity was allowed, but the Sabbath was to be a day when everyone in the nation got a break. After the exile, the religious leaders began trying to quantify what should be regarded as work. But that issue will concern us later. The purpose of the Sabbath was to remind the people that God was their creator, a direct reference to the creation account in Genesis, and that they were but human. The Passover, the first festival where everyone was to assemble, was the Passover, which was to commemorate the Exodus. By reenacting the dinner that their ancestors ate the night God brought them out of Egypt, the people were reminded that God was their Redeemer. We will see later that there is also a representation of God's ultimate redemption that would be reenacted in the ministry of Jesus. Associated with the Passover feast were 2 celebrations that are less familiar. The first was the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which began on the day after Passover and lasted 7 days. This week-long period was a time when the people cleaned out all yeast from their houses and ate nothing that was leavened. We have noted that this week probably corresponds to the period from the original Passover to the first encampment. The second celebration was the Festival of First Fruits. Here the people were to bring the first of the harvest to the high priest in thanksgiving for the full reaping they anticipated God would provide. This feast was apparently celebrated on the day after the Sabbath, after Passover, that is, the first Sunday after Passover. Let's pray. Holy Father God, give us wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and insight to not only hear your holy word and to learn more about it, but to apply it to our lives and to help others to learn about it as well. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of our sins, crucify our flesh, the old man within us, and fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit, to do your work and to do your will and to grow and be what you would have us to be. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, beloved, before we close, I want to remind you that the most important thing you should know about the Bible, the Word of God, is that it is the story of God working to save humanity from sin and the consequences of sin. He did this by sending his Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins and take the punishment that we deserve on himself. Romans 5:8 says, God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. If you do not yet know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and the free pardon of your sins, and you want to get to know Him today, here's how. So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you want to get to know Him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and He will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Covenant and the Cross, a survey of the Old and New Testaments. If you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using, The Promise and the Blessing, by Dr. Michael A. Harbin. The book is available on our website for just $20. You can make your purchase today at covenantandcrosspodcast.com. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to The Covenant and the Cross on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. God bless.
You look forever.